Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God Himself has made, and we're going to rejoice, and we are glad in it, because our Father has given us everything that we need for this day, for our survival on this earth. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His most holy name. I am just so delighted that you came, and it's quite early this morning and a different day, and you're joining me this morning. Hallelujah. I pray you had a wonderful week. I pray that service on yesterday, for those who worship on Sunday, just had a blessed day, a blessed service. I pray you worship the Lord in the spirit of holiness. I pray that your life never be the same as a result of your encounter and your worship. Hallelujah. That you got stronger and sharper. Hallelujah. Because when the saints of God come together, we corporate prayer, corporate worship. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord, hallelujah, makes a difference. Hallelujah. And when we praise Him and we're on one accord and we are pulling and hungering for a word, for even correction and instruction and direction, you know, it makes a difference that we are capable of making the right decisions. I pray that you digested the word. I pray that you were able to chew the meat and spit out the bone where it was necessary. Hallelujah. I pray that you are not the same. And the glory of the Lord is just shining all over you. Hallelujah. God is good, and you remember what was preached. So now with all of that, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry. Daughters of God called to pray. Hallelujah. And the prayer is like 2 a.m, because we are in the presence of our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just so great having you with me this morning. As I said, change the day. We're still working out things and still trying to get it perfecting. And it may take time, but we're going to perfect it. And I thank you for your prayers and your comments. I really, really do. I thank the Lord for that. Prayers, your comments, and I pray that you would consider doing something yourself. I mean, it's open. You can go on and start your own. And so, well, I wouldn't do that. I would try it. You'll be surprised. Hallelujah. You have a word that you can share. 15 minutes, 30 minutes. God has given you a story, and you can journal it this way too. Hallelujah. So, this has been a weekend. This has truly been a weekend. And we who are saints of God, regardless of our level of maturity, there's a scripture that we read every time we're on that remind us of our responsibility. And my sisters and brothers, we really need to take our responsibilities serious. People say, well, what can I do? This scripture gives us very good instruction as to what we can do. We can make a difference. And we need to exercise our authority on the earth. not bullying people, not telling people, do you know who I am? Let the world see who we are. Hallelujah. Yes, let the world see who we are. How? By our conversation, by our walk in this earth. Amen. By our walk. No, you have not perfected the life of a believer. No, you have not reached the point where you have perfected it. But when we strive, when we encourage each other, when we set our mind to do so, when we say, God, I surrender to you, when we say we really admit that we don't understand what Lord means and how to apply Lord to our life, when we don't understand we're masters, so many of us relate master to slavery. One cruel. So many don't father. Father for so many does not have a comforting and reassuring meaning. So we have to ask God Himself and confess and tell Him all about it. That He then comes in and make Himself real to us. Hallelujah. What a Father really is, because that's who He is to us. And we must press in and pray and ask Him to give us that understanding so we can love Him and accept His love as His children and He as our Father. Hallelujah. 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 Admit it to Him. But let's go into our scripture this morning. And the scripture that I was referring to is 2 Chronicles 7:14. Amen. I mean, in here in 2 Chronicles, as we read and really hear what is being said, don't say there's nothing that you can do. Yes. And don't say, well, I don't know how to pray. You're not a dog. Some people say, I don't have the best. I just tell it. And I pray it that I say it with love. And because I love my brothers and sisters in the Lord, and I care about us. And so to make promises and tell you about the sugarcoating thing, instead of saying, I guess some refer to kiaji. But when we know that we are all different and we apply and approach things differently, but I think genuine love makes the difference and the determination whether or not a person can receive what is being said. So I pray that what I say, we can receive it and know that it's coming from a place of love. Telling you, you're beautiful. Yes, you are. You're made in the image and in the likeness of God. But there is some perfecting that needs to take place with all of us. We need to have a better relation, a personal relationship with God. We need to be able to focus clearly, and self-control need to take over. We need to see God and not man. We as ministers of the gospel really need to tell people who God is and who they are to Him. They need to see Him and the love that He has for them and us all. That's our responsibility. when the Holy Ghost is drawing the people to God, there it is our responsibility to cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices like a trumpet and tell God's people of their transgression. We're to correct, we're to love, we're to comfort according to God's will and God's way. And God must be seen, must be glorified and exalted and extolled. Hallelujah. So people can begin to know the love that God has for his people. 2 Chronicles 7:13. Listen. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I should send pestilence among my people, listen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, glory to God, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. It's prayer time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's prayer time. So we can do something about it. We can pray about it. We can stop talking. And we can go to God. And we can begin to lift situations and circumstances up. We can begin to tell God all about it. We can send prayer. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. We can be determined. I don't care what level you on or think you're not on. Turn to God. We have faith in him. He can make a difference in this land. He can make a difference in our lives, your life, my life. He can and he will make a difference. He'll make a difference in this nation. Yes, if we turn to him, cry out to him, he'll make a difference. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. Psalms 1, I just have to read this. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Most holy and everlasting God, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, we come this morning giving you glory and blessing your most holy name. For you and you alone are God. You are the great creator, the almighty God. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the giver and the receiver of life, great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your most holy name. You are the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. You are the one that made man in your image and in your likeness. You are the one that gave man dominion and power and authority over the works of your hand. You are the one that assigned man to this earth. Glory be to your name with authority and dominion, power, almighty God. Hallelujah. And we sinned against thee, and the only that we sin, almighty God, against thee. Oh, bless your most holy name. You sent us the Redeemer, hallelujah, to restore us back into right relationship with you, almighty God, great sovereign Lord. Absolute power and absolute authority, great God. We give you glory and we thank you and we bless your name. We thank you for the name that's above every name. The name is Yeshua. Oh, God, we thank you. So So we're calling on in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, Shambo Kondiri, God, with tears are flowing this morning. Oh, God, so many people have plans and lives have been changed and will never be the same. Parents had to stand between gunfire and their children, and they're no longer here. Glory be to your name, Almighty God, great God. We're calling on you for you, and you alone, our help. Oh God, we need help right now. Oh, we've allowed so much to come into this nation, Almighty God. Oh God, that didn't give you all and didn't glorify you. We ask for forgiveness, great God. The door needs to be closed, but God, we cannot do it. It's so open, so wide, Almighty God. We need you. We need you. Only you can fix these situations that are occurring, God. Killing and all murdering, Almighty God, children, husbands, killing wives, Almighty God. Oh, it's running rapid, Almighty God. So we're crying to you this morning for help. Touch our hearts, our minds, Almighty God, and give us insight and direction. Oh God, send help from the sanctuary. Forgive us of our sins, Almighty God, that we've committed against thee and thee only. Almighty God. We need you to breathe on this nation. We need you to shield and send a covering. Almighty God, spread your covering. Oh God, spread your covering. Send a wind, Almighty God, and blow, Almighty God, over this nation, Almighty God, blow a wind, Almighty God, of refreshing. God, oh God, as I ask, I know that you're just in all your ways, but we need mercy. We don't need and want you to turn away from us, Almighty God. Oh God, we know because our eyes only see a portion, just a fragment of what's going on in your eyes. See everything and you know everything. Nothing is hidden from you. Oh God. Oh, but we're crying out to you this morning that you intercede, Almighty God, on our behalf. Help us, Almighty God. If you don't help us, we'll be doomed. We need help from the sanctuary this day, Almighty God. Oh, spare us from the hand of the enemy. We thank you, Almighty God, for your help. We thank you, Almighty God, for your protection right now. We thank you for covering those that are mourning, Almighty God. We thank you for making every necessary provision for those who have been wounded physically and emotionally. Almighty God, we thank you for removing the spirit of fear out of this nation. We thank you for walking tall in this United States, Almighty God. We thank you for guiding us, Almighty God. We thank you for touching the minds of the president and those that are in the higher offices of legislation, Almighty God, the congressmen, Almighty God. We need you to touch their minds, Almighty God, touch their hearts of compassion, Almighty God. Let the preachers and the evangelists rise up, Almighty God, the intercessor and the prayer warriors, the watchmen on the wall, and walls spring up now, calling forth every intercessor, robed in their garment of an intercessor, and the intercessor of the prayer warriors, Ramahu, Shamba, glory be to your name, Almighty God. It's all for your glory. It's all for your glory. Hallelujah. Now we the sons of God. Hallelujah. The whole earth is waiting and groaning for the sons of God. Remnants to come for the children of God. We thank you for your appointed time. We thank you for your set time. Thank you. Give help to the sanctuary. Give us help, Almighty God, from the sanctuary. Let us be able to see the pure from the impure, the holy from the unholy. Bless your wonderful name, joy unspeakable, Rama, confidence higher, because we know we have an audience and we have a voice. Hallelujah, with the King, with our Father, hallelujah, that you hear us when we pray. We're not concerned about sounding like this one and that one. We just want to know that you hear us and that we have your ear. We want to always know that we're in your presence. Surely goodness and mercy following God's Almighty God, and we're dwelling in your house. Hallelujah. Our Father, our Shepherd, and our God. Let it be your hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In our homes, your will, your way, and your plans. Hallelujah. In the school and the school system, your will, your way, and your plan. The first responders, your will, Almighty God, your way and your plan. Hallelujah. With the governor, your will, your way, and your plan. In the church, your will, Mighty God, your way, your plan. Hallelujah. On the job, your will, your way, and your plan. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. Blessings and honor, glory and power, they all belong to thee, our God and our King. Thank you, Almighty God. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you, most holy God. Hallelujah. For there is none like thee, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power both now and forever. Amen. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. We thank you that we will never leave your presence. Go in peace. Go in love. God love you. This is Pastor Lee.